I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, Friday's almost here. We have a Reardon Roundtable tomorrow at 3. I will be joined in the studio to talk about the issues of the week with Tim Fitch, former St. Louis County Police Chief and County Councilman. Former State Senator Jeff Smith will be here as well. We'll do some entertainment stuff with Paul Hall, of course, The Odyssey. There's this new show with Will Ferrell that's on Netflix starting today. He plays a professional golfer. I think I'm going to have to check that out. Maybe Paul will have seen that. We'll get Cusimano taking us into the weekend with sports. And then even though, Sue, we tend to lighten things up sometimes on a Friday in the 5 o'clock hour, Bill Eigel, who is running for St. Charles County Executive, will be here. And our weekly visit with Mr. Kilmeade will be there tomorrow night as well. Kyle MacLellan is with us this afternoon. Cardinals World Series champion, former Cardinals pitcher, the founder of a great charity called Brace for Impact 46. How are you this afternoon? By the way, thanks for being on time yesterday and being there for me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, man. Some people are more important. My daughter's softball was more important. I apologize for that. But it is great to be back with you, Mark. It's been a while, buddy.
It has been a while. But let me talk about your daughter, because it was a little bittersweet, right? You were coaching your team, but I think your post that I saw today was like, that's the last time you're coaching her team, right?
Yeah. So she is 15, and we've had a team together for the last 2 years. This team has stuck together, and we have a couple girls going a couple different directions, so we've just agreed to part ways. And some of the core sticking together, the other core sticking together and going to a team that's going to travel a little bit more and play a little bit more. And we're excited for everybody involved. And tough one today, you know, to walk away from those girls after spending all that time with them, but I'm happy to watch them, you know, go after what they want. And 14, 15 year old girls, things change every couple of years. So it's important for them to make sure that where they're going aligns with where they want to be going.
Yeah.
And, so we're fully supportive of that.
Well, that's awesome. It's awesome that you did that. But so your post did catch my attention from the other day, and I do see your Facebook post from time to time, but you were talking about bringing a professional women's softball team to St. Louis. And what you said was the response and the buzz has been amazing, but you were going to answer some of the questions because people were asking. So that's what I'll do here this afternoon. So tell me what's going on here.
Yeah, so I got contacted by a guy that owns the Kansas City Diamonds. And he said, hey, we did this in Kansas City. So last year, we ran an exhibition series. And the idea was to kind of test the market and see, you know, is there an appetite for professional softball in Kansas City? He said the response was great. They had Billy Butler, who was a former major league player there in Kansas City with the Kansas City Royals, great player there. He was in the area. His daughter played softball, and he helped manage it and the exhibition team. And that kind of helped, you know, bring some attention to it and bring some credibility to it. And they had a great turnout. And so this year, the Kansas City Diamonds are in the PSL, and they are in the league, in the Professional Softball League. And so we said, we want to do the same thing in St. Louis, and somebody connected me with you. Would you be interested in helping? And my response was, man, if I can help grow the game of softball that I love, my daughter plays it. I have fallen in love with softball, youth softball and college softball. I love watching it on TV. It's a great game, especially played at a high level. It's a ton of fun. And, you know, St. Louis, we don't have any pro women's sports. And so I thought, you know, this would be a great opportunity to kind of use my platform and my connections to help bring something to St. Louis that could be a great opportunity for fans and players alone. So
I think it's amazing. I think it's awesome. But you got a couple other Cardinals helping you on this too, right?
Well, I said, I you know, Trevor Rosenthal, so he's coaching his daughter down in Texas. She's 10U, and he calls me four times a week. Hey, what do I do? How do I do a practice? How do I do this? How do I do that? So I said, I know he would love it. Matt Adams just got done. He's got a great name in St. Louis, some huge moments for the Cardinals. And so if we can pull him in. And then Julia Crenshaw, local girl, but went to Mizzou, became an All-American, just an absolute stud in the softball world. And so reached out to her, and everybody was like, man, I would love to help. So we put together this little coaching staff that's going to be here just for the week. I want to make people – I've gotten texts like, congrats on the new job. And I'm like, no. I'm just helping do this for a week. But we're hoping the response is going to be great. We're playing out at Car Shield. They're hoping to have up to 5,000 people there. And from
now, where is that out in St. Charles? Where is that?
Yeah, it's right next to Ozzie Smith Sport Complex.
Okay.
Out in St. Charles, out in O'Fallon. And the youth part of it, they just turfed all the fields there. My son's played a couple tournaments there. My daughter's been out there. But the field next to it where the Hoots play, where the River City Rascals used to play, now is the Hoots. And so we're going to play in that stadium, a Carr Shield Stadium, and we're hoping for a great turnout. And if this works, we will hopefully have a full-time St. Louis franchise in the PSL next year for professional softball.
So is there, you mentioned like in the post, is it STL Gateway Gold? Is there a Facebook page or a website that people can check out for the exhibition games and find out when things are taking place?
Yep. So they have a Facebook page. I think in the first couple of days, they got over 5,000 followers on it. They also have an Instagram page, so you can follow there. They're actually playing here in about 50 minutes. You can actually watch it on Amazon Prime Video. If you just search in KC Diamonds, you can find it and watch them there. But these are collegiate girls playing for the Gateway Gold, but actually playing against professionals. So these are girls playing for the Gateway Gold in these exhibition games that are hoping to maybe be drafted in a couple years when they get done with college. So they've played three exhibition games so far just to represent the organization. It's been tough. We haven't scored a run yet, so we need to work on that. We got some coaching to do. But it's been a lot of fun to see the girls together and out there performing and having the Gateway Gold on their chest. It's been great.
I think it's amazing. Look, I was disappointed. One of my goals the last couple of years was to try to get to Mizzou to see the new stadium that they have there to watch the ladies play, and it just never worked out. But, you know, the SEC channel is really good at covering a lot of the women's sports. I really kind of got into volleyball as well because my daughter plays volleyball. But I watched a fair amount of, in particular, SEC softball, and it really is fun to watch, and it's a great game. By the way, so when I was a kid, I'll just toss this out because a lot of people have no idea what this is. But when I was young, I grew up in Chicago, Kyle, before I moved here. I moved here when I was 14 years old. But we played 16-inch softball. Are you familiar with that at all?
No.
Oh, so it's funny because a lot of people, this was a Chicago game. You don't play with gloves, okay? So there's actually two ways to play it.
What?
The men's league, which I think still exists in Chicago, they play with brand new clincher softballs. They are hard and they can hit those things far. But it was a great family game and game for a co-ed game because when you hit those balls a lot, they get mushy. And what you could do is you could, like, I lived across from a high school. You throw out a couple of frisbees as bases. Right field is, you know, not in play. And you could have a great game that really kind of equalized the sexes with the 16-inch softball. But, again, it's a game. I say that to people here in St. Louis. Very few people know what it was. And they still play it a little bit in Chicago, but it was real popular up there.
Interesting,
yeah. Hey, did you have time? I know you're busy. Did you get a chance to see Jordan's outstanding home run derby the other night?
I did, and it was awesome. By the way, I love the new format. I don't feel like it's rushed. I feel like it's more quality, a little more pressure on each swing. I thought it was great, and, man, I just think he's just such a great young man, and he's been through a lot. It's just cool to see him kind of get the credit that he's due, and especially on the biggest stage. So super happy for him, and I was shocked when I heard never had a Cardinal win before. That was the first Cardinal to ever win. I was shocked by that.
I was shocked by that as well. And it was cool to see Ollie. You know, they didn't even point the fact out that he was sitting there, that his manager was out there, but Ollie just had the biggest smile on his face. You don't often see that from managers, but he was like a little kid out there watching his player, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, well, and, you know, you as a manager, you go through the ups and downs of these guys too. You know, you want the best for them, and when they struggle and get sent down, you got to be the one to send them down, and you're a part of those conversations, and then to see him on that biggest stage.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, just doing his thing with everybody against him.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, that is the toughest environment, but it was cool for everybody involved. Yeah.
Yeah, Schwarber and those guys, the fans looked rather stunned, and I can see why, but that was really fun for Cardinals fans. Look, the team has the exact same record they did last year at the All-Star break. I think we had some hope a year ago that they could push forward, and then things kind of collapsed. But this is a more exciting team. And, you know, the pitching might get a little tired here. Yeah. We're going to see what happens. But, look, they're fun to watch, aren't they, offensively?
Yeah, they're definitely fun. And you got, you know, young guys coming up that have these names, and now they're actually going out and performing. And like you said, they're just exciting to watch. And, you know, I think the pitching, you know, coming in, their depth is going to be tested. Their starting pitchers are going to be tested, and you're at that part of the season. So that's going to be interesting to watch. But that lineup is fun to watch. Defensively, they're fun to watch. On the bases, they're fun to watch. So I'm glad that I feel like they're ahead of schedule of what a lot of fans maybe thought in this rebuilding phase.
Yeah.
But I think as of right now, it's all been positive, and we're heading in the right direction for sure.
Kyle McClellan, dude, you know I love you. Thank you so much for coming on. I am really interested in helping promote this along the way, the women's softball situation. So keep me posted on the Gateway Gold and what happens. We'd love to spread the word about that. And it's great to talk with you again. I hope all is well.
Appreciate it. We'd love to see everybody out there. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Kyle.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs. Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.